Mr. Red Light is a man who attracts bad luck. So naturally, when he tries to rob a bank, he fails miserably and ends up in a pie shop, dealing with three very uncooperative hostages and the world's worst police negotiator. Mr. Red Light is a new theatre show playing at Parramatta's Riverside Theatre from the 9th to the 12th of July. And co-director of Mr. Red Light, Ben Crowder, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Ben. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Thank you so much for getting up early to join us. I really appreciate it. I hope I haven't given up too much about what the show's about there in the introduction.
No, not at all. I think probably that becomes pretty clear in the first few minutes of the show. It's an ordinary day in the pie shop, and then chaos ensues from there on in.
What drew you to the project, besides the fact that there was the promise of chaos ensuing?
It actually was a show that was made in 2019 in New Zealand. It was commissioned by the New Zealand Festival, and I really enjoy the writer, Carl Bland. He's a very unlucky man, actually. So his family call him Mr. Red Light because he goes from one red light to another when he's driving around town. So I've worked with him for a long time. And we made the show in Auckland, we took it for a tour around the country and then ended up at the New Zealand Festival in March of 2020. But in a very Mr. Red Light way, 3 days after we wrapped, COVID hit New Zealand. And, you know, the set was traveling back from Wellington in a truck. And I think the day everyone else went and bought toilet paper, well, I went and picked up the costumes from someone's veranda as the world was ending. It's been in storage for a few years. And there was always interest in the show doing a bit of touring overseas and elsewhere in New Zealand. So just taking a little while we did other projects to get the whole thing cranked back up. And here we are. We've been in the Gold Coast doing it. And then this week we're at Wollongong Theatre, and then Riverside the following week. So
you're going everywhere. And you and Carl, you're double-handers with this. So you're co-directing it with Carl, who also wrote and performs in the play. You've got a long resume yourself as an actor. Did you sort of think, maybe I wouldn't mind taking a part in this one as well?
Look, I suppose the part probably both of us, if anything, was going to go was the hostage negotiator, because I shouldn't say this, but you don't actually have to know the lines for that one. You can say them off stage, with your script. We did a sort of gala performance night getting the show ready for Australia, and there is a small cameo in it, and I promised, because there were quite a lot of some of our supporters there, some sort of nights song treats in the evening, and I thought, God, I don't have any night song treats. So I did play a cameo role where I deliver something to the hostages, which is normally done by Carl, but I stepped out of my seat, left my 14-year-old son, who looked a bit surprised as I got out of my seat in the theatre, disappeared into the backstage area, put on a costume, came on stage, delivered the thing, got a few laughs, I think a few surprised people who had just seen me in the foyer having a glass of wine, and then returned to my seat. It was a perfect way of doing theatre for me, sort of retired from acting a bit, but sort of 10 minutes out of your seat and you're back.
And this work is created by the award-winning Night Song team. Tell us a bit about Night Song.
Night Song is, we are a theatre company. I work for Night Song all the time. We make original New Zealand work. The shows are all pretty contrasting. So we're slightly hard to box, but the show's quite hard to box actually. But so it's usually, the work is usually visually very strong. We have a long design process. So we actually always rehearse on the set in rehearsal. And for, let's say, Mr. Red Light, the set is a pretty dynamic part of the show. You know, things come out of the walls, there's ricochet, there's bullets, there's gas sort of held back with dust flying out. There are a lot of tricks and surprises within the set. So all of that gets, put into the design as we work in the development, because so in a way the set sort of becomes a character in itself. And in fact, we did this little warm-up season in Auckland, and there was a young woman who had come up from Rotorua. It's a pretty much a high Māori lower decile, which means we kind of provided the work at no cost to them. And she came in and saw the set. She'd never been to the theatre before and thought it was a bit like the candy bar before the movies and thought she was going to get a pie. And I think was probably quite disappointed when she realized it was kind of make-believe, that it, I mean, there are actual real pies in the pie warmer, but the stage manager really only heats enough for the number that need to be eaten during the show.
There will be no free pies, just a wonderful, wonderful night of theatre.
Yeah, look, I'd love it if there were some free pies myself, actually, but the stage managers are often quite strict with things like the pies. I'll admit, I have taken one drink from the fridge that's on the set.
I'll be.
That's a confession just for you and your
I am
audience.
recording this, you know.
Yes, well, look, I might just not mention, it's been on. There was also a rubbish bin in the set, which actually, I won't give a spoiler, but it actually isn't a rubbish bin. It looks like a rubbish bin. And it's interesting how many people, when we're in theatres and touring, even crew who are, I mean, the rule, I think, in theatre is you don't really use things on the set, but it's also realistic. People do use the rubbish bin, even though it's actually not a rubbish bin itself. It has a whole lot of equipment inside it. But, even when we rehearsed the show, we'd often get the actors and things to eat their lunch. We were always quite relaxed to eat, but the set looked more lived in, when normally it's like a no food and drink policy on a set. Do you know what I mean? So we were kind of the opposite on this. Well, yes, spill your drinks, it's fine. Kind of
Yeah.
feel a bit lived in.
Just testament to the way in which Night Song works. Now, before I let you go, Ben Crowder, co-director of Mr. Red Light, playing from the 9th to the 12th of July at Parramatta's Riverside Theatre. Seeing as the show's about bad luck, and we've already established that you believe in bad luck because your co-director, Carl Bland, seems to be the victim of it. Do you ever think of a time when good or bad luck has happened to you?
Oh, look, I mean, I it's quite interesting. Carl and I are quite chalk and cheese. I actually think I have good luck. I always get a park. I'm that guy who always gets a park. So, but if I kind of reverse it, thinking, look, I was thinking about it this morning, and I know when I was at drama school, when I was in Melbourne a long time ago, I went to the John Bolton School. I remember driving home from, or not driving, riding home on an old bicycle with no gears in the middle of the night. Finished a 1 o'clock in the morning wedding shift, I think, and they've given us all a bottle of wine. Freezing cold, headwind, biking up the hill. So, biking up the hill, and the bottle, for no apparent reason, exploded
Oh
in my
my God.
backpack. And I could feel it all wet falling down the thing. I thought, oh, well, I'll just carry on. I've just got to get back to my flat. And then the next thing, it was an old bike. My trousers got caught in the spoke thing going around. But it was a reverse braking situation.
Oh
So.
no.
So then I had to lie on the side of the road in complete darkness with all this red wine. It was when I was exhausted. I was quite young. I was a drama student. I remember lying on the side of the road, and I just thought, if I could just sort of die now, this would be fine. And just lay there for a few minutes. And then, like most people in the arts, I found a bit of resilience, pulled myself together. I think I had to take my trousers off, sort of middle of winter in Melbourne, and sort of be there in my underwear with red wine pouring down my body in the freezing cold. And yeah, back to training the next day, no problem.
And
But
that
I
is
remember
what,
thinking that was a low point of bad luck.
that is, I think that's basically what you have to do when you're a theatre student. Eventually, you're going to end up covered in red wine in your undies.
Absolutely.
Ben Crowder, co-director of Mr. Red Light, on at the Riverside Parramatta Theatre. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.